The path to enlightenment is really very simple. All we need to do is stop cherishing ourselves and learn to cherish others. All other spiritual realizations will naturally follow from this. So this is holy speech. We can trust this speech. It's coming from Buddha's omniscient wisdom. We need to take this speech into our heart and contemplate it continually so that the meaning touches our heart. Then our view will change into Kadampa view. Our intention will change into Kadampa intention, and we will dedicate our life, not wishing to waste a moment of our human life, to following the 8 steps to happiness, the path to enlightenment. The path to enlightenment is really very simple. So we like to complicate everything, so then we have an excuse for not following the instructions. I think it's a clever plan by our delusions to make us think things are complicated. That's why it's wonderful so often in Geshe-la's books to see the words simple, easy, straightforward, swift. We see these words over and over because these are characteristics of these instructions. The path to enlightenment is really very simple. There's one main thing we need to do. All we need to do is stop cherishing ourselves and learn to cherish others. Learn to cherish others. All other spiritual realizations will naturally follow from this. All of the 8 steps to happiness will follow if we learn to cherish others. So this is the first step, learning to cherish others, the first of the 8 steps. So I would encourage all of us, because we're going to learn three different ways to help ourselves develop a strong wish to cherish others. The first way is trusting holy speech. This, or these 2 sentences, we take them into our heart, we hold them, we contemplate the meaning in meditation, out of meditation. So any time we're doing anything, any mundane task, our life is full of normal daily activities. We can transform that mundane task into the spiritual path by contemplating. Say to yourself, the path to enlightenment is really very simple. All I need to do is stop cherishing myself and learn to cherish others. All other spiritual realizations will naturally follow from this. So this is, we're hearing these days a lot, contemplate, contemplate, until the meaning touches your heart. So we know what that means, because a special feeling develops when the meaning of Dharma touches our heart. And that view, that understanding, that intention remains. And with mindfulness can begin to pervade our life. So all other spiritual realizations. So the word all is quite interesting. All of Sutra and Tantra. Everything we learned in the instructions on the practice of the yoga of Buddha Amitayus, they all follow. All realizations of Sutra and Tantra will naturally. Isn't that wonderful? They will naturally follow from this. So, Venerable Geshe encourages us, think, it's not heavy. You know, sometimes I think, you know, it's the path to enlightenment. It sounds like so uphill, almost impossible. How can somebody like me? It's almost like we trudge up the mountain of the path to enlightenment. So, Venerable Geshe is saying, it's not heavy, it's simple. We just stop the bad habit of thinking about ourselves and learn to think about others. That is the correct method to become happy all the time.